reading the church bulletin announcements. And the first one out the gate is the second collection this Sunday is for Catholic Relief Services. Please be as generous as you can. I went, nope. I didn't see it. I did not see that. So I said Hitchburn would be proud. I said not sink. I didn't say anything. And when the plate was coming around, my neighbor and our good friends Simpson turned to me and asked Mrs. Church. He goes, "What's the second one for?" And Mrs. Church said, nodded her head no furiously, "It's Catholic Relief Services." She went, "Oh no." So you're having an impact out there, but you told me once upon a time that it's really, that's not where they get their money from anyways. Most of them.
Oh, they get most of their money from the federal government.
Right. So we didn't do any harm, I don't think. Of course, we also didn't allow our money to be used to do abortive and contraceptive harm throughout the world, which is what Michael investigates for the Lupano Institute. And CRS most certainly does. You know, we got a lot of new listeners these days on the preview stream. You want to just refresh that real quick for people that have never heard that before?
Sure. There are several problems with Catholic Relief Services. First and foremost, they partner with all kinds of the worst organizations on the planet. I mean, they partner with PEPFAR, which stands for the President's Emergency Plan for AIDS Relief, spreads condoms and contraception. They partner with USAID, which is an organization that was set up as a population control organization. And they go around spreading abortifacient contraception all over the place. They partner with an organization called CARE, which actually lobbied Congress not to implement the Mexico City policy. They partner with Save the Children, which is an organization that is saving children by not allowing them to exist.
Right. What a great idea.
You know, so, you know, they partner with a lot of organizations. And, you know, Catholic Relief Services says, well, you know, that the money doesn't go to those things. It doesn't go to the contraception or the abortion or anything. It's for, you know, mosquito nets and tuberculosis programs. And I'm sitting here going, it doesn't matter what the money's for. The fact of the matter is, by participating in any kind of project with them where you are facilitating funds to them, you can't deny that you are facilitating funds to them. By doing so, you are helping to increase the size, effectiveness, scope, and mission of an organization that views children as an impediment to progress. And so you can't say that you're not aiding and abetting the enemies of Christ because you're not giving to that particular aspect of what they do. That doesn't matter. You're partnering with them. You're giving them a clean face. You're making it appear to the people on the ground that these organizations aren't trustworthy. So that's a problem. That's one thing.
Okay.
But, you know, with Catholic Relief Services, I've also caught them with documents that were promoting contraception. I've caught with their own documents. I mean, I found one program that they were running in Africa called Windows of Hope. In that program, they actually have written into it an HIV puppet show where a little HIV puppet tells 8-year-old kids the intimacies of the mechanics of sexual intercourse and then instructs them that condoms protect against the spread of HIV and AIDS. I mean, for 8-year-olds, my 8-year-old kid is interested in playing with dolls and running around the backyard. I don't need to be telling my 8-year-old about condoms and the intimacies of sexual intercourse. So why would you do this with, you know, kids in Africa?
8-year-olds, dude. 8-year-olds.
Yeah. I caught Catholic Relief Services. One of the first reports that I did on them is the Lepanto Institute. Was that they implemented a program called My Changing Body. They denied implemented the bad part of it, which to say that they didn't implement the bad part of this program is like taking two pages out of a 150-page book and saying, well, see, this is all we did. The entire program was wretched. It was inspired by Planned Parenthood, but they got money from PEPFAR to field test it. And so it was USAID. They got money from USAID to field test this thing. And they said, well, we only implemented a portion of it. It wasn't the full thing. But then they went back with their field test, and they said, hey, it worked really well, da da da. No editorializing about what they implemented or didn't implement. However, their survey that they took actually indicated that they implemented the masturbation portion of it, which encouraged masturbation for kids. So, you know, I keep catching them in all of these different projects and all of these different programs where they have had a hand in the spread of contraceptive messaging. They deny any wrongdoing, even though the evidence says otherwise. And it's just, it's this constant denial of, and splitting of hairs saying, well, you know, we didn't actually house the contraception. We just let it be spread in
the area. Right, right, right.
Responsible for
it. Right, sure, right.